possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you are a golf nerd like myself and Brian, pretty interesting stuff about to shake down. Keegan Bradley set to make his Ryder Cup picks. Later in the week, we're going to have our boy Brendan Porath from Shotgun Start on the program to kind of break down everything going on with the Ryder Cup. But right now, we're getting to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do? Uh-oh. I text you. Neil, you there, bud? Okay. Sure, we got him. Going to be interesting to see Greenberg's opinion on kind of where this football season's coming now, man. Like, ready or not, here we go. Neil, of course, writes for the Washington Post. You can read his work there. We're going to try to get him on a better connection. You know, going forward, I think I like this tweet from Greenberg about the McLaurin deal, about the actual structure and the guaranteed cash.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is not bad for compromise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they met in the middle, and I think it kind of lands in a spot where Terry, if he never plays another snap, got 45 mil in the bank.
$44 million.
Yeah.
Stuck.
And
I think that's the whole thing about it.
And the team is in a decent spot.
He was going to make what base salary this year?
Greenberg, you there, bud?
15, I think.
I'm here. Are you there?
Okay, yeah. Dude, so I liked your tweet from about an hour ago. The Terry deal lands good for both people, the team and Terry.
Yeah, I think the class that gets hurt the most are these 30-year-old wide receivers that saw what happened in the market, right? You know, Terry McLaurin had everything in his favor, monster year, great guy, need him on the team, et cetera, et cetera. And the organization still dug in and didn't give him anywhere close to what he was asking. So, yeah, it's absolutely great for the Commanders. McLaurin's back. McLaurin made a lot of money, and the organization maintained financial flexibility. But I do think going forward, aging wide receivers are going to have a tough time negotiating this market.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch it unfold. If he continues to play, he'll continue to make more money. As we get closer and closer to the season, how are you feeling about this Commanders team? Like, there was the Brian Robinson trade, which was probably the big upset the big surprise. I've thought the Terry deal would get done all along. It finally gets done in late August. Like, now it's just about football. We saw the roster cuts yesterday. Not a ton of surprises. I mean, they only kept five wideouts, if you want to try to track that down. How do you feel about this Washington team, and how does that compare to how you felt about them maybe a month ago, 2 months ago?
I feel fine. I don't think my expectations have changed one way or the other. Like you, I thought McLaurin would be ready for game one in terms of the contract. I was surprised about Brian Robinson, but hey, I listened to Ben Standing on your show, and he said that was something that could happen a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that it necessarily changes much. It changes who gets the carries when, but I don't think it really impacts the production of it all that much. Look, the key of the season, last year's key of the season was developing Jaden Daniels. They did that. This year is going to be to keep him healthy and just integrate, obviously, Terry McLaurin into the offense because he didn't have a preseason, but also Deebo Samuel, a new piece of the puzzle, a very important piece of the puzzle. You know, what does that look like? And, you know, I think Deebo is probably the big winner because I think that means he probably gets a little more carries now that Brian Robinson's not here, but that's just me guessing.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a part of the run game anyway, and it's probably why they felt they could let Brian go. I just think that if number five is healthy and the threat for him to run, things are going to be a little different. The fact that, you know, you got Terry, you got the passing game, but Deebo being on the field is going to open up things not only for Terry, but even for Jaden, because now you got to worry about Deebo.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely adds a new wrinkle to the offense. There's a lot of parts that you don't know what they're going to do, right? Like, you talked about Jaden passing or running, Deebo catching or running, you know, Terry McLaurin being a threat. There's just a lot of things that the defense needs to account for. And I think the Washington coaching staff did a real good job last year of mixing it up, you know, trying to disguise the plays. There was some study out there that looked at the predictability of offenses, and Washington was ranked relatively low. I mean, they did a good job of being unpredictable. You know, that's the key to the modern NFL offense, and I'm intrigued about what's going to happen this year because I do think that this team will be fun to watch. I can see a lot of highlights on social media just from the fact of, you know, people are going to be doing things that you don't normally see the positions do.
You know, I think Andy Reid's success has always been he works on having matchup advantages. And I believe that Deebo can be end up anywhere. So a defense saying, oh, Debo's in the game, you can't just say that because he could be a slot, he could be out wide, he could be in the backfield. So you may put somebody in there to have to deal with him that he's going to definitely have a matchup advantage over.
Yeah, and then what does that mean for Terry? Like, what, like on the outside? Like,
yeah.
You know, what does that mean for him? Or Jaden Daniels seeing a big gap up the middle? Like I said, I think this is going to be one of the most highlight, you know, highlight-driven teams of this year. Like, we know that Patrick Mahomes is going to make some weird play, sidearm, you know, on his head or something like that. But I think Washington, week in and week out, you know, with Jaden, with Terry McLaurin, with Deebo Samuel, like, doing things, I think it's going to be – there's going to be a lot of highlights, highlight reels of this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was ESPN put together that, like, watchability matrix, and – the Commanders were at the top of the list just because you got star players. You got a cool offense. Last year, everything seemed to come down to the wire.
There'll be high-scoring games.
Right, exactly. I think you're right on about that. I think it's going to be – I can't wait for football season to get here. One area we haven't talked about a ton so far is fantasy. But now – unless you're in a weird league, like now, the next 2 weeks are when fantasy drafts are hitting, right? The next, like, probably 9 days or something. What have you learned through training camp? Where are you looking in fantasy? Where are you not looking?
So I read my colleague Kilgore's note about, you know, the running back situation in Washington. I think Bill is really high on some lists as opposed to what the reality is. So I'm actually fading him, not because I don't think he's going to be good or be a part of the offense, but I just think the risk-reward situation for him going as high as the 6th or 7th round when he's probably an 11th round pick is a little bit too rich for me. I do think that Trey Benson in Arizona is someone to look for. You got McMillan, the rookie in Carolina, seems to be the starter as long as he's healthy. You got a guy like Ray Davis in Buffalo who could be, you know, the goal line back, which is really where the fantasy points are highly leveraged. And so those are the type of guys that I'm looking for. I will say, like, overall, I think wide receiver is going to be the key to this year's draft. You want to get one or two within the first three rounds and then just start sprinkling them in the middle rounds when other positions like running back and tight end are kind of in a dead zone. QB, look, Jayden Daniels as like the first or second quarterback taken in the draft, I don't think is far-fetched. There aren't that many dual threat quarterbacks out there. So that's definitely something that I would look at. And, you know, I think running backs, you get your anchor guy early, first round, second round, maybe third round, and then just try to fill in late with some late bloomers.
Sure. I think there's just so much. You know, I was talking with somebody this morning, and they asked me about the Commanders. This time of year, everybody, I bump into ladies at the grocery store, they're asking me about the Commanders. And I boil it down to Jayden, man. Like, I think they have good players. I think their defense should be better. You know, there's lots of moving parts. But in the end, having Jayden Daniels on your team, on your roster, is why I think not in the top tier, but the Commanders are an actual Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If Jayden Daniels in the offense gives you anything like last year and the defense improves, well, you'd have to argue that's a step up from the NFC championship team from last year, right? Because the offense was historically efficient and the defense wasn't great. So if you have like a little bit of a step up on the defense and the offense can give you something close to what you got last year, there's really no reason why they can't be considered a fringe title contender. You know, the schedule is harder, but look, I mean, these are NFL players. I mean, they're paid to adapt along with the coaching staff and make stuff happen. And, you know, they have new things too. Like we talked about Deebo Samuel earlier. So, you know, there's a lot that could go right. There's no reason this team has to regress off of last year, right? Like there's a lot of talk about that. I've certainly talked about it. But you know, there's no binary, yes, they will regress, no, they won't regress. The offense could regress a little bit. The defense could become a lot better, right? The offense could become a lot better, and the defense might stay the same or get a little bit worse. I mean, there's so many different things that they get lucky on special teams a couple of times. Like, this team doesn't have to regress. They're certainly, you know, don't have as easy of a path as they did last year, but the team is different too, so we really don't know. So I just say, look, be optimistic. I mean, there's no reason not to be optimistic. And, you know, from a fan perspective, root for the team and feel really good about what's been put on the field as of late.
I know people always say, well, the defense is going to have tape now. Well, it's stuff that Cliff going to run that you don't have on tape. And you have a quarterback now who didn't make mistakes, multiple mistakes in the same situations last year. You think he's going to just all of a sudden go to making all those mistakes in his second year when he didn't do it in his rookie year?
Yeah, I mean, the tape thing, there's no tape with Deebo Samuels on this offense.
Right. Or Bill.
And,
or Dunsell.
Right. And I would guarantee you that the coaching staff during the preseason made sure that stayed that way. Like, you're not seeing – we didn't see the primo offensive plays with – you know, everybody on the field. Obviously, Terry McLaurin wasn't on the field. But, like, nobody knows what this offense is going to look like because the offense hasn't been on the field together. So, you know, there's no tape to be had. And, you know, people always forget this. Like, Dan Quinn can make adjustments too, right? Like, Cliff can make adjustments too. It's not just the defense that gets to make adjustments. This is a chess match. People, you know, get to make all sorts of adjustments on both sides of the field. And I think you have to give this coaching staff the benefit of the doubt. So I don't necessarily buy the tape thing because we don't know. I mean, like, we just don't know what it's going to look like yet.
When I hear people say that stuff, I'm like, you act like only one person, one side of the ball watches tape.
And like, everything's like, on the field the same way, right? Yeah. Like, it's not like Madden where you're just running the same play, you know, Barry Sanders sweep in and you know, hope for the best. I mean, it's such a complex thing now. I mean, just listen to a quarterback just rattle off, you know, the play. I mean, I don't even think that they know what's happening half the time. I think they're just making stuff up out there. But you get what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's so complex that it's impossible for everyone to have tape on everything at every single moment.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just not the way the game's played.
There's a cottage industry of trying to make football sound more complicated than it is.
It was, I tell you,
rich off that.
I played in four different offenses, and I'm going to tell you, it got every year, the wording got to be ridiculous. I went from having 4 or 5 word plays to 15, 20 word plays.
Yeah, I mean, you're giving like the Gettysburg Address in the huddle, and
or score, you know, yeah. Fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, I love like the Gruden segments when, you know, he's like quizzing these quarterbacks
on a play,
and I think there's merit to that because that's the way it is in the NFL. I mean, like you're rattling off stuff, and everyone's got to be on the same page. So. Yeah, it's very complex to distill it down to, well, they got tape, you know, like, you know, it's, I got tape too, but doesn't mean a hill of beans.
You know what it really is? In college, you would think that the pro players have more knowledge, but the coach tell you what the play is in college, you know, if you give you a formation, everybody know where to go. In the pros now, with all this West Coast offense, they tell every damn player what to do,
right.
In essence. And my thing, if I can't just say Jack Wright, where everybody know where to go, I got to tell every person where to go, that means I'm thinking that the pro players are stupid.
I can barely make it, like, pay attention long enough for my buddy Scott Allen to tell me where he wants to go for lunch. Like he'll start it, and, like, I'm already like, oh, look at that butterfly. Let's go do this. You know what I mean? Like that's just not for me. I don't know how you did it. It's amazing to me. That's just a certain skill set.
Yeah. Hey, Greenberg, don't you live out in Ashburn, out that way now?
I am somewhere around there, yeah.
I'm doing All Ears live from Lost Rhino tonight. If you want to come hang. We'll be there.
I come over there and throw stuff at you.
I mean,
Let me see. I'll text you if I can make it over there with the kids and stuff.
If
but,
you can make it, call me so we can go throw stuff at him together.
Yeah, come on by. Throw stuff at me. It'll be live television. You start throwing stuff, I'm just going to have to dodge it.
Then you'll have film on it, and you'll be able to dodge it next time.
All right, Neil, appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you later.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg, Washington Post. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. Let's take a look at anything that happened kind of around the NFL. Plus, this Ryder Cup stuff is breaking right now. Will Keegan Bradley pick himself as a player and a captain?
He should.
Nobody go.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Go anywhere. All right, folks. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is up. How concerned are you about the age of the Commanders roster? 66% of respondees, have said no concern. 31% said a little concern. 4% said I am very concerned. I think that's pretty telling where the fan base is on that topic. I think it's pretty accurate. If you're telling me the vast majority of people aren't worried or just a little bit worried, that tracks to me. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll today. Brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. There you have it. Go vote in the poll. Brian, I think I know your vote.
Yep.
I don't want to speak for you.
I know. Yep.
I think you're a no concern.
None.
Okay.
I mean, I really don't care. To be honest with you. Let's be real. I would love to go back to those Patriot teams that won those Super Bowls and find out what the average ages were. Because they had a quarterback that was up there. They had a lot of other people that was up there. So I would wonder what those ages were. So for people to just, I'm asking the age people, please just give me some context with it and explain what you're trying to say. And maybe I was giving it a little thought.
I think quarterback changes everything. I think you got a young team with a bad quarterback, probably going to be bad. Mm-hmm. I think you got an old team with a bad quarterback, you're probably going to be bad.
Totally.
I think you got a good quarterback, changes everything. I wanted to make sure we make time for this, B. The Ryder Cup has been announced.
All right.
I think if you listen to this program, you know
Scotty Scheffler.
B and I are golf nerds. Okay. We knew what some of the picks would be. We didn't know what all of the picks would be. Now we know. We got it, baby. The biggest question was, would Keegan Bradley pick himself? And so people understand there's 12 players on the Ryder Cup team if you really aren't into golf.
What was his rank?
The Ryder Cup is the United States taking on Europe.
No, I know that.
Right. There might be people that don't know.
Oh, okay.
So I'm telling them. The Ryder Cup is like the most anticipated kind of group event in golf. It happens every 2 years. It's going to happen about a month from now in New York at Bethpage Black in Long Island, on Long Island, whatever it's called. So the picks,
golf course.
Long, tough, hard.
Yeah.
Now, there's some backstory to this, right? Because the last Ryder Cup in 2025, Zach Johnson, who the Shotgun Start guys brilliantly call Zatch, uh-huh, because it kind of reminds you of another word that sounds similar. Zach Johnson, straight gatekeeper. We talked about Rick Snyder was not a gatekeeper. Zach Johnson 100% did. And just took his boys and kind of the guys,
all his boys,
the guys that get the commercials, like the big names, right? And it didn't go well. And specifically, Zach
got their asses handed to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Specifically, Zach Johnson did not take Keegan Bradley. And this was all documented on Netflix, and it was all very public, and it was really pretty messy. Yeah. But now they made Keegan the captain. Keegan played his college golf at St. John's. He's a New England guy, but certainly beloved in New York. And Keegan's had a hell of a season. So there's a lot of debate if Keegan would name himself as a player. The way it goes, the top six in the rankings make the team. The last six are captain's picks. Mm-hmm. So the guys that made the team... Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
That's a pretty easy one. J.J. Spawn made the team. Mm-hmm. He won the U.S. Open. He's had a great season. Xander Schauffele made the team. Russell Henley, a very good player that probably isn't that big of a name. Harris English, one of the best putters on tour.
Yeah.
And Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
Pretty wild that Bryson qualified, even though he's playing on LIV, where I don't think the points count towards the rankings. Bryson absolutely belongs on the American Ryder Cup team. So then we get the captain's picks. And I believe Keegan was outside of the top 12, but I think he was only at like 13 or something. Mm-hmm. He very easily could have put himself on the team. The top three, I think, were no surprise. Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa. And those are major winners. Those are guys that have had good seasons. Do you think Keegan named himself? This all just happened.
I would have. May have. Yes. I'm going yes.
I really thought he was going to.
He didn't?
He didn't.
I would have. And I would have told, what's my man that didn't pick him last year?
Zach Johnson.
Zach, don't come. Right. I want you around.
Well, dude.
But you know what, though? Picking himself. Then he would have to deal with an extra backlash over the idiots out there. You know, and if he didn't go out there and play well, because they said only one person did it well, was it supposed to be Jack Nicklaus, I think?
Right.
So
I love the guys they picked. Ben Griffin and Cam Young get to make their Ryder Cup debut. Young guys, big hitters. You need to be a big hitter at Bethpage.
Ben's good.
Yo, Cam Young's a New York guy. He grew up in Westchester, mm-hmm. I think. Like, I think he went to Fordham Prep. Shout out to John Stipicevic. Like, I think Cam Young will be such a good fit playing in New York. And then he goes the experience route. Patrick Cantlay makes the team. I'm not a Cantlay fan, but he's good in match play.
I mean, match play, it can be a little slower.
Right.
So he'll be playing up to par right there.
And then Sam Burns makes the team.
Oh, Burns.
Here's my question for you.
I'm going to have to get my man on and come talk about that.
Okay, cool.
He's still on the tour.
How much work is the captaincy really? You set the matches.
You set up.
You're
at
not
night
going out there like telling them to hit 8 iron.
And you sit on a golf cart and act like you're doing something. Put you're not doing a damn thing. You're listening to what people are doing. Once you put the lineups up, you do nothing.
To me, the player captain really wasn't that big of a deal. It just happened that he's a young guy.
It's more,
and usually the captains are old.
But it's more about the backlash and the people that are going to be saying this, that, and the other. If he goes out there and make himself a captain and he goes undefeated, everybody that had this stuff ready zips it. If he doesn't play well, they're finna come out. Even the people that were with him going to say something. So that's all you got to worry about. In this day and age, if you don't have tough skin or thick skin, you can't do much.
Totally.
If you got thick skin and you go around the world one finger saluting to everybody, you don't have many problems.
I'm a little surprised Keegan didn't name himself. I kind of wanted him to, just for like the...
I wanted him to.
The angst of it all. And I think he's a guy that responds in big moments. Mike Myers...
He didn't the other day.
No.
He hit that thing in that water, man.
Mike Myers working our show as White Brian continues to rehabilitate from swimming in the ocean during a hurricane. Mikey, I know you're a big I know you're a big golf guy. What do you think of Keegan not calling his own number? Surprised?
No, I'm not really that surprised because I think there's just better golfers out there.
Yeah, it's not like he picked somebody that
What if he would have been, he was 13th. What if he was 10 or 11 and he picked himself? I don't think nobody could complain.
Right. If he was inside the top 12 and they only take 12.
Yeah, but then again, if these same people wouldn't pissed off at Zach Johnson for picking all his boys.
I think people were pissed at Zach Johnson.
Yeah, but still, I mean, come on now. If he did that, you're supposed to pick whoever you want on a captain's picks.
The only dude I think that kind of got arguably screwed is Maverick McNealy, who was 10th. But I think recent form should really matter. Like, who's coming in hot right now? And I think Young and Griffin are the right calls for that. I know what the right call is if you're looking to buy a new car. And the right call is going to Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They've been hooking up DMV car buyers for over 100 years. And with that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. 7 convenient locations all over Northern Virginia. Orsman's got the best brands, the best financing. Whatever it is you're looking for, they can hook you up. I'm very curious, Andy High's reaction to Keegan Bradley not selecting himself. You can find out yourself. Go check out Andy at Orsman Jeep Dodge Ram of Alexandria. Me and B are always buying our, we've been buying our cars from Orsman.
You've been a while.
You longer than me, but for me, like 10 years, man. Yep. They do it right. They'll give you a great deal. They'll give you great financing, and they'll give you the Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, they give you the Orsman Lifetime Edge. That's up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. They give you loaner cars with every major maintenance, and they give you the lifetime engine guarantee. And if you're trying to sell a car, you know many people try to shortchange you on that sale. Take it to Orsman. They will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's very simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. You hear JP and I talk about them all the time, and we rave about them because we're happy. You know, you talk to my daughters. I have 3 daughters that have got a lot of calls from them, and they're always happy. They call them. They don't just call him Billy and Chantilly. They call him Uncle Billy. So take it from JP and I, 2 beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, let's get around the NFL here. Adam Thielen be traded to Minnesota.
Ah, remember we
traded
that was
a done
happen?
Deal. Yeah, man. Interesting. If you're trying to help Bryce Young in Carolina, trading away the veteran wide receiver that really helped him in the second half of last year doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, but you know, he's over 30. Some people don't like it. Some other people do. He knows how to get open. He knows how to get open in the red zone. He knows how to get open out in the middle of the field. As long as you're getting open, I don't care if you can be 40, I'll still take a chance with you.
They must really like Teteroa McMillan, the first-round rookie wide receiver they drafted to trade away Thielen, is kind of my thought.
Well, then again, when a team wants a guy bad enough, they may offer you something that you go like, damn, you don't give me that?
Right.
Let's make this trade.
More news. The NFL is aiming for at least a potential 6-game suspension for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The suspension would kick in at the start of the season. Hey, he's really good when he's been on the field.
Yeah. Well, that's why they got another guy that just made a team that runs 4.26.
Yeah.
So they figured, I guess Andy said, well, Rashee's going to be gone in a minute. Let me go get me a track guy.
Yeah. I want to let Jeff break some news. He was very excited about it. Jeffrey, what do you got?
Yo, Mitchell Tinsley made the Bengals roster. I was
happy. You know what most people are saying? Who?
Yeah.
I think most people listening to this show remember Tinsley.
I doubt it.
I had high hopes for him.
He got one track mind. Once you off this team, they don't like you anyway.
Yeah, nah. I had
even
high
if you
hopes
played
for
it for 10 years and then went up the road.
I hope he have success. I
like
thought he was
kid.
Gonna be good.
I like him, man. He had 2 touchdowns against us, right?
He
caught the ball.
He balled out.
Yeah,
in
he
that
balled.
Week 3 preseason.
But
game.
He played very well last year when he was here. So,
Jeff, you're good at this, dog. You get attached to undrafted free agent wide receivers. We've heard this before. The Bengals offense is explosive.
Yeah,
their
man.
Their defense is terrible, but the offense is explosive.
He can do some things.
I just think it says a lot for him to make that team with their wide receiver room.
Because you know 2 of them are going to be there.
Yeah.
And now you need 4 more. So he rolled in and he balled like he did. Hell, he could catch a lot of passes because everybody's going to try to take Chase and Higgins out the game. Hell, he might be the guy.
The dude.
How many touchdowns, Jeff?
So that hold on, I'm gonna give Jeff some context here. The dude Yeshivas, I don't know how to say that guy's name. You know the guy I'm talking about, either light skin or white dude that played for them. Iosivas was his last name. I think it's Yeshivas. He played at Princeton. Was a 6th rounder 2 years ago. Andre Yeshivas, last year, Jeffrey, 36 catches, 479 yards, and 6 touchdowns. For Andre Yeshivas out of Princeton, what is your prediction for your boy Mitch Tinsley catching balls from Joe Burrow with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins running around?
I don't really want to say this. I don't know.
Yes,
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Very interested.
All right, Mitch Tinsley, I'm gonna go 600 yards. 4 touchdowns.
So you went less than Cam Sims?
Yes, I'm not going to lie. When Cam Sims caught that ball over over Dallas, I had high hopes for him. But, hey, we all had
– your hopes were higher than his.
Every fan has had some love for a player that has either, A, got traded away from his team, or, B, did not pan out to be what they were going to be.
You had one every year, though.
And that was which one did I have last year?
Yeah, Cam this year. Last year, who was the guy? You had a receiver last year, because at first, who was your guy this year?
It was probably Tinsley.
Tinsley last year.
Last year, it was probably
who was the guy this year?
I didn't say Tinsley was going to get
Brooks
six touchdowns.
You like Brooks now.
I just said he was going to make the team. He was going to make the team. Once he developed, he's going to be a problem.
Right. But Brooks didn't make the team.
No. I wasn't on. Ja'Cory Brooks.
You weren't.
Nah, I wasn't.
You sure?
Nah.
You positive?
Positive. I said I wanted to see him. I want to see what he could do, and I think it was the game against the Bengals, but I wasn't on him.
Okay.
One thing I thought of, if Rashee Rice is suspended 6 games for the Chiefs, that means he'll be back when the Commanders head out there week 8 for Monday Night Football.
They're going to try to get him into the games. They're going to throw him about 10 of them.
They probably will. Looking at the Chiefs' wide receiver room, and this will certainly matter for everybody that's involved in fantasy, Xavier Worthy is the second-year player out of Texas with crazy speed. Hollywood Brown has been hurt for them on and off a lot.
Yes, man.
Tyquan Thornton is the young man you mentioned with the crazy speed.
Let me ask you a question real quick. They are pushing for 6-game suspension. Is that them pushing for 6, hoping to get 3 or 4?
I got to be honest. I don't even know the situation. But if they're saying 6 and then the NFLPA has to agree, it could land at 4. That wouldn't shock me. So. I think the Chiefs will be really interesting to watch with the Chiefs.
Okay.
And maybe this is let's hold it. I'm going to do this at noon. Because something happened yesterday in the media landscape that I just found to be so cheap and pandering that it just, I don't know that it bugged me because I understand where we live in the year 2025, but it was annoying. I'll tell you that much. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.